choose for Kivega. Simen Hey. There's a master matan the tune of Kivega and the Sivis, but I might show you that there was a cave where those mazakas rabbi. The Gemara talks about such a thing also, but they had a Meister Shoyer, there was a cave that was Mazak as a Rabbi. And it's not so clear in the Tshuva what the Hezek was. Poshut, it was in a Derech HaRabbi, it was in a public path, a cave, a grave, a mess that was buried, and people were walking over it. And Poshut, the first problem, the biggest problem, is Kahanim. Kahanim is not walking over it. The Gemara talks about that, and Kahanim would become Tommy, it was a Mishul. So the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin from Zayin Mabay, the keva mazik asurabim is mutta gufnoisir mokamach. It's mutta to move the keva. I guess they know how to do it, but there are people in Masayr, they know how to pick up, how to move a keva to another place. It could be, it's not mashra from the tshuva, it wasn't only a shayin of kahanim, but there were regular people walking over the keva. It was a mitzvah rabim, not supposed to walk on top of the keva, not a cover for the mess. And we'll see back to the other shayin of sambal. So they were, what they did was they didn't like the Gemara. They were mafan of the cave. It's a halach and shulchan aruch also. And you're there, simin shin samach dalan sefei. The cave of mazik is a rabbin, you're allowed to move it. So they moved the cave. But the nasidus had a shayla that even after they moved the cave, there's still some of the offa of the cave. There's still some of the dirt. The offa of the cave is still there. So you're allowed to walk on this offa that was originally part of the cave. They moved it because it was a cave of Mazakas Rabbin. The Gemara says it was pushed. The Gemara talks about it was Mig Machshu Kahanim. Kahanim were walking over it, and it's a Kohen's not a walk on top of the cave. The Gemara says if you're mafan of the cave, the offer is not Matami. It's not Tami. The Kohen brings down, he sees the Mitzayim, he says, Ayin Shuvas. A going of David Oppenheim, printed in the back of the Chavos Yoyah. The Friedrich Gol Hador of David Oppenheim, in his time, he was a Gol Hador. He has a very long tshuva on this. So I was looking in the tshuva a little bit, trying to see what the Kriyeg meant by that. And I think he meant that there's one line there where David Oppenheim says that the Gemara says, Keva Mazak is Rabbin is Mutta of Neisai. But David Oppenheim says that it's a mitzvah of Neisai. Not only is it a Mutta, but it's a mitzvah to move it. But the Nesivus of Shaina was, what about the offer that remained? And for some reason, they weren't able to move all the offer. They weren't able to move all the offer. So you're allowed to walk on top of that offer. So what's the Shaina? Shaina is like this. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Chav Tesim Beis, has a drasha about a mess. The mess itself, the Gufa mess itself, is Asa Bahanoch. It's an Isidar Aisa. The Gemara is there from Gzeir Shavah, it says Sham Sham. By Mrs. Miriam, it says Sham. And by Egla Rufa, it says Sham. So with that, the Mardashin is just like an Egla Rufa is Asabana. Egla Rufa is what is the whole din that the Pashmatari you bring when there's a Nitzach, someone was murdered, you don't know who did it, the closest town is bringing an Egla Rufa. That Egla Rufa is the whole Pasha what to do, but that Egla Rufa is Asabana. And just like an Egla Rufa is Asabana, the Mardashin is a mess is also Asabana. Then there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin from Zayin Mabez that talks about Tashmishi Hamas. The Gemara of Ezra is talking about the mess itself. The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about Tashmishi HaMess. Tashmishi HaMess, the Gemara says, is Zevi Tachichin, the begodim of the mess. The white begodim that bury the mess in is also Asabana. And in that, it's the Machlokes Abayin Rava we've been learned that from. Abayin says that we learned that also from Egla Rufa. It's all Nifla in the same as Zereshava, Shom Shom Egla Rufa, just like the mess is Asabana, or the Tashmishi HaMess is also Asabana. And Rabbi's Chaylik. Rabbi says, no, Tashmishi HaMess is learned out from Avodah Zarah. There's a pasuk by Avodah Zarah, which also says the word Sham. And it says Sham by Mrs. Miriam, and it says Sham by Avodah Zarah. So just like Avodah Zarah, Tashmishi Avodah Zarah is also Bana, the same thing, Tashmishi of a mess is also Bana. Now, Rabbi's Moida, the original Joshua, that a mess itself is learned out from Egla Rufa. Why does Rabbi Chaylik and why does Rabbi say that Tashmishi HaMess is a different pasuk? So Rashi explains that Rabbi holds that from Egla Rufa you can only learn out the Guf HaMess, because the Guf you can learn from a Guf. The Guf HaMess you can learn out from the Guf of Egla Rufa. But there's no din Tashmishi Egla Rufa. There are no Tashmishi Egla Rufa. There are Tashmishim by Avodah Zarah. The Tashmishim that they use to be Avodah Avodah Zarah, that has din Tashmishim. So Tashmishim you can learn from Tashmishim. And the Guf you can learn from the Guf. That's why you learn out the Tashmishi HaMess from Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, Nafkamin will leave and again have mana. What if you were a beg in the mess? Somebody wove, he sewed a beg for a mess, but he never put it on the mess. So he just was mazmin it, made has mana, this should be for a mess. But if you went in after Megarufa, then Tashmishe Hamesu the Asa Bazmana also. Because Degla Rufa is Asa Bazmana. Once you Mazman Degla Rufa, that this is going to be Degla Rufa, it's already Asa Bana. So if you're going to have Tashmishe Hamesu Degla Rufa, it'll also be being right there. It'll be also Asa with Hazmana Balma. But if you're going to have Avedazara, then it's not Asa Bazmana. If a goy is Mazman, that he's going to use this to be Mishamish Avedazara, that's not us. Until you actually Mishamish Avedazara. So the same thing, Tashmishi and Mess going to Rabbah would only be us after you actually put on the mess, not with Hazman. That'll be enough meaning. So Akapanim, let's show you that both the Raisa, the Din of whatever, however it's going to be, both the Raisa, the mess itself, and Tashmishi and Mess. So the Shibbut Tumul, what about the off of the Kaver? So first the Gemara does say in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says the Maisa, Kivri the Rav, have a shakli mine afa le ishta bas yema. From the cave of Rav the Amoria, his cave is hell of the cave, people used to take some of the offer and use it for a skula for certain type of chayli, certain type of fever, ishta bas yema, they used to use it for a refua. And some of it worked, that it used to work. And the Amalei Shmuel, they told the Shmuel what the people are doing, like it's l'chayr is asa, so l'chayr should be asa b'hanah, it should be l'chayr no worse than tashmishay mess. So Shmuel instant and deck, Ambaluhu Yoistabnan, what they're doing is okay. Kaka Oilam Hu, but Kaka Oilam in the Esteris. Kaka Oilam is not also. And the Gemara explains, just like Avedazar itself is not also by Kaka Oilam. The Gemara is a Joshua, the Pasuk says that Lehayim al Hahorim, Getchkis on a Ha, if someone puts a Getchka on top of a Ha, on top of a mountain, and he's over it, the guy's over it, that's also by Noah. But Aloya Horim al Lehayim, but the Ha cannot become a Getchka. If a goyim will go be oyved by the pesum be oyved of a zarech matzlan to a ha to a mountain, the ha doesn't become asa because kaka oylam does not become asa. As the minla Shmuel said the same thing by a cave. The cave is kaka oylam, so the kaka oylam cannot become asa. So in the feed this gemara, poshut you would say, right? There's no shayin about the offer of the cave. The home the shayin of the seed is yes, will not be a question. It's the offer. But the Nesivus explained, the Shayin is, Bemis is the Machoikis Rishayinim. There's the Hagari Sashri in the third peg my cotton, and the Torah and the Ramah, Paskins, and Simon Shin, and Yerdeh, Simon Shin Samchdal, and Tzachal, and Pashem Ben Yishaya, that this halacha, the Gemara says, that the Offa, the Cave of Rab, and the Offa of the Cave is not Asa, because Kaka'ilim, that's only the Kaka'ilim that was never uprooted. That the Kaka that was there on the bottom, that was never touched, that was that way, as far as we know, Meshesh Mei Gracious, that doesn't become asa. But the offer that they dug out of the kaka, when they put a mess in, first they dig out the offer, then they put the mess in, then they put the offer back in. That offer that was told Shmuel Seif Chibra, even though they put it back in the kaka and it became back Musub the kaka, that will not have been a kaka item. That is not called Musub. Since it was one time Tomush. And that's the Loch of Avedazar. Avedazar, the Gemara talks about Avnei Hashem and Dalalu. There was a stone that was embedded in the ground, maybe Meshesh Megracious. You cannot make that into Avedazar. But Avnei Hashem and Dalalu, if you uproot the Evan came out of the ground, then you put it back in, that can become Avedazar. Because Tomush and Lusav Chibrei is called Tomush. And it's a cloud. What?
Still over the bodies.
Abai is also a good example. Abai is also. Right. Oh, the Emes, the Gemara said, even the Gemara in Sanhedrin that said that Kakarim is not Asa, the Gemara says that a cave of Shalbinyan is Asa. So what part of the cave is Asa? The Gemara says cave of Shalbinyan, meaning any of the cement that they use to make a like, foundation they do today, or any stones they put there, even though they were Mechavit and became Mechubit to the cave, but since it was Talmash Mekara, Musaib Chibre, that's called Talmash. And Bemis, we find this in many places.
You wouldn't be able to walk there if there wasn't a little bit of dirt from the cave. What's the Hanoi that you
would have? Oh, very good. We're going to get that soon, what the Hanoi is. But then you have Tomshub Sechibre, the Gemara in Chulun also, Tafsayin and Madalaf, the Gemara talks about Hech Shemayim, yes, in a little case over there, and in Shrita, a Sakan Shel Shrita, what you use to cut cannot be Mechuba. You can't take like a branch of a tree, a sharp branch, and use it for Shrita. But anything that was Tomashu Sechivre, that's called Talmash. By Mikvais also, we find that Kavu Musechakakai, anything that was Tomashu Sechivre is called Talmash. So the same thing, Tanit Ben Yishaya, this offer that they dug out and then they put back in will be considered Talmash and it will be awesome. But the Rosh Maturah Chaylak, the Rosh say, that the Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara says only cave shalbinyan, only smashma, only like the tit, the cement, or the stones that they hear later will be us in the cave. But all the offers mutta. All the yafas mutter. The question on the Russian tour is, why should this not be Talmud Shem Sef Chivre? We find Talmud Shem Sef Chivre, Echei Rebbein Yishai is Gerech, he's right. Rebbein Yishai is saying, the offer that they took out and they put back in, it was, even though now it's Mechuba, but it was Talmud Shem, that should be able to become Asa. That should not be called Kaka Olam. What's the svar of the Russian tour? So, I was looking, the only one I see is Shazman, it seems to be Darach Shulchan. It's in the Shun Sam of Talmud Sef Beis and Sef Gimel. And he says, the Merdek Chivish. He wants to say that all these dinim that we find going over about Talmush from Sef Chibroi is considered Talmush. That's only if you turn Lushit from one place and you machab it someplace else. Like a bias, which they deem for Vezara, they took the wood and the cement from one place, they put it someplace else. But if you turn Lushit from one place and then you put it right back where you took it from, that will be Mechuba. That's not called Talmush from Sef Chibroi. And then he has a second svara, and he's almost puts it together. He has a second svara that Talmud Shem Sef Chibroi is only if you tell Lushit one time, and later on you're Mechaber. But if you would tell Lushit al das to put it right back, that's not called Talmud Shem Sef Chibroi. In every kever, they dig out the offer, they put the mess in, they had in mind right away to put the offer right back, which is what they do. Right away, they put the offer back in the same place. He wants to see such a chiddush. And to me, it's a chiddush nefla. All the sugyas and mikvayos, and everywhere, wherever you find that Talmud Shem Sef Chibroi is called Talmud, to go say that dafka if it came from somewhere else, and dafka if it was a little zman in between, a little time in between, but if you took it from here and you put it right back to the same place, and you did it right away, that's called Mechuba, that's not called Talmud. It's a very big chiddush, but his raya lechur is from this Russian tour. Otherwise, how do you understand this Russian tour? Why they chal gavin yishaya? But al kaponim, there are more.
Yeah, it's about the case by the cable. You take the sand. What is that?
From Rav.
Sand, yeah.
That's being learned through taking from the kaka olam. They were careful. They weren't taking from the top part. They were taking from the ground that was.
It was never touched.
It was never touched. That's what they have to say. Yeah.
What makes
it cave? Where
is it?
Okay, back upon, and that's for the Ramah Paskin. The Ramah Paskin is going to be in Yishaya. The Ramah Paskin is going to be in Yishaya that any offer that was told Shum Sef Chibroi, the offer that they took out, that taki is also. As a man of the Nesivis had a problem, how can we still walk in this path if there was offer left from the cave, even though they moved the cave, but there was still offer left? How can they walk on this? So the Nesivis brings down B'Shem Chacham Echa. He spoke it over with Tam Chacham. He said, yeah, even Tam Chacham wanted to tell him that, this is a little bit, I think, what Yitzi was saying, that even though you're walking on the offer that made it's awesome if you've been Yishai, it's us about Na, but your real Hana is from the Kaka Olam. You're not really having Hana from these extra few inches of dirt. When a person walks, what's really supporting him is the Kaka Olam, is the Kaka underneath it, that was never moved, that was the Yishavarishis.
Hmm? So the cave itself,
and
it's full.
Right. And
but you're not
also
to walk in the cave because
you have
no, that's all. It's covered
in mess. That could be. So this Chacham Echa wanted to say that you could walk in there because you're not really being nenef in that offer. Even take away that offer, it would be a guma, it would be a ditch, it would be a few inches lower, but you're not being really nenef in it. But the Nesivis says he doesn't like that svar. Well, I might say you're walking in the offer, you're being nenef in the offer also. That's what Nesivis held. But Nesivis does write that maybe if you would bring, they couldn't remove the offer for some reason, but if you bring new offer and cover it, so this offer that was asked would be tomen, would be sandwiched, would be hidden in between the mutter offer on top and the mutter offer underneath, then you'd be allowed to walk on it. That's what the Nesivis said. But the Kinega doesn't like that. The Kinega says a manashech. If you're going to hold like the Chacham Echa Tzvara, then you're really being samech on the Kaka Olam, you could walk directly on this offer. And if you don't hold of the Chacham Echa Tzvara, you hold that you are being nenef from the offer, so what's the difference if it's Tomen that you cover it with some more offer? You're still walking also on the offer that's asa. So see, this one is in the head. This is the Machoikas of Kivayeg and the Nesivis. See, you seem to hold that the Mestara pulled together, I'm not actually walking the offer because I put some offer mutter on top and I'm really being samech on the Kaka Olam, then it's mutter. Kivayeg held, if we don't like that svar, if it's cold, you're being nenef from the offer, you're being nenef from this offer in between also. It's keeping a little bit higher, not going so low. So Kivayeg wanted to talk about maybe a different hetzer, maybe you can battle Baroiv. some reason they couldn't remove the off of the cave, but let's bring some more off on top, and we'll be mevatel peroid, and that'll be the hetter, but the peroid will be hetter. But Kiriyeh says, then it says, it seemed in that case it wasn't so clear how much off you need would
no
be.
No
problem, in Batlis, what's the problem? Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. I don't know. Very good. Why should it be involved in the thing? That isn't. That's a good kasha. I don't know. So maybe he meant. I'm not sure. But again, maybe Kivega meant that it became bottle broy or finish chazman.
Yeah,
over the years, but enough. It came to him. Well, it's bottled in the. It's bottled with the kagaylam. With the kagaylam, yeah.
It can't be
broy. Oh, so Kivega himself in the. It's a little bit unclear, but he seems to be saying that it's a suffix of his right. So Kiriyeh wants to say that the right to the bottom. Like we said before, we have a pasuk that we have a pasuk that that the mess itself is asmid ha'raisa, and we have a pasuk that shmishi mess asmid ha'raisa. But it seems if the off itself is called tashmishi mess, that seems to be shukushayos. And Rashi says the fairish that the off is asmid ha'raisa. So if you hold off is asmid ha'raisa, and you have a suffix if the off was bottled, we suffix the raisa no shumra. But if you held that the whole issa of the cave to begin with is only the rabbanon, then it'd be stavak rabbanon kula. That's what Kiriyeh wants to say.
There's no problem issa rabbanon.
You will, yeah, well, and it's rabbanon. If it's hitzchul nasarim, you have a head with that with the gemara in the of gimel. But then the Kiriyeh wants to say but it seems to be unclear. It's a shayin if it's an issa raisa, and it was a shayin if it was enough to be if it was bottle brave or not. So the Kiriyeh wants to say like this. Because Moridi Chakir, the Kiriyeh declares this din. I think Abitzi was a little bit Moridis. This din that the offer of a keva is called part of the keva. How much of the offer is part of the keva? Kiriyeh wants to say maybe the whole shia is the offer is machas of the mess. Once you cover the mess, however much that takes, like an inch or two, and the pnei mess is covered, the whole gufa mess is covered. Maybe that's the keva, and any offer they added after that is not really part of the keva. That's just like extra. You're just getting extra. Or do you say that no, any offer that you eared on top of the mess, that's all part of the keva? So Kiriyeh will say, if you say that all the offer that they put on top of the mess, the whole 1 or 2 or 3 feet, whatever they put on top of the mess, is all part of the keva, then you have a shayla here if it's batel b'raya. But if you say that the whole offer that's considered as a thin keva is only with the mechas of pnei mess, once they put enough to cover the pnei mess, to cover the mess, then the kvur is finished, and everything they eat after that is not part of the keva, so Kiriyeh then for sure be bottle brave. Because for sure they put on top of that more than 2-3 inches, more than you need. So for sure be bottle. Now, but this is Kiriyeh's chakir. What's called offer the cave? Is it just the offer that's covering the mess? Like the first, what you need to cover the mess?
The
first
one would take sand. Which sand they'll take it? Double
all the way down? It seems to be that if you hold like the... You hold like the Russian Torah, all the offer is called Mechubah for some reason. All of it is called Mechubah, and it's all Mutta. It's all Kaka'ilim. It never became Asa. You hold like the Ben Yishaya, whatever was, they had to take from the part that was never uprooted. They had to take from the Kaka'ilim, right? But upon this, what's called the cave? Is the cave just the amount that they use, that they need to cover the mess? Like that first inch or two, just enough to cover the mess? Or is the entire offer, the whole 2-3 feet they put on top of the mess, is that all part of the cave of the mess? So the Kiriyeh brings a right to it with a deek and the loshen of Ben Yishaya, the Torah brings down. Because the Torah brings down, B'Shem Ben Yishaya, She'ofa she'machasim b'yis ha'mes, mitech ha'kiva, is asa b'ana. So the Kiriyeh's medayik in the extra words. Why does the Ben Yishaya have to say such an arichas? She'ofa she'machasim b'yis ha'mes, mitech ha'kiva, is asa b'ana. Let me just say, the offer of the cave is asa b'ana, meaning the offer that was not the kak ayolam, that was originally uprooted. From this extra lashem, Kiriyeh is medayik, the only offer that's asa, even according to Ben Yishaya, is only what you need to machasim the mess. Just that first inch or two. But whatever the end after that is not called part of the keva. But then the Kiriyeh brings another raya for cat from a taz in Erechayim, Hilchus Yomtev, from where the Gerai. He's bringing it to Shayin of Kfarah and brings raya from the taz in Hilchus Yomtev. In Simon Tav Kuf Chavav, Hilchus Yomtev, the Mechav Paskins, Tzigamon Bey also, that Yomtev Sheini, Mes Yomtev Sheini is Saskul by Yisrael. It says that if a mess beyond Vishen is asked by Yamim, we have to do the crew, we can't do malacha on Yom Tov, we got to go and do the malacha. But Yom Tov Sheni, which is only asked with the Rabbanon, Chazal, who are Oikah, the Yisrael Rabbanon will cover the mess, and they said that Yidden can be Yisrael in the crew. Even though there's malachas involved, they can dig the crew, the cave, and they can bury the mess. So So the Taz is myself on that. Once we're being there for Yom Tov Sheni to be covered a mess, so the Taz, you don't have to stop once the mess is just covered with offer. They can keep on going and keep on doing malacha and keep on adding more offer on top. His lashon is till they make like a little tell, a little hill. The way they do it, the minig is they cover the mess with enough offer that it becomes like a hill, a little higher than the sides. And you got to do that Yom Tov also. So the Kriyas and the back from this. That's mashal from here that the entire off is part of the keva. If the off of the keva would be just the mechasne a mess, that would not be mutan yom tov. Since the taz of yomatir, the entire off, even the 2-3 feet, you can keep on doing malach and yom tov. So we figure right for this taz and hilchos yom tov that the entire keva is part of the entire off of the whole 2-3 feet is all part of the keva. And mamela, we back to a problem that won't be bottled so easily. If you held like the diak in the tour of Shemini Shaya, that's only the 1-2 inches, it's easy to mevatel bereit, say it's bottle bereit. But if the whole office is also like smash from the taz, then it would be hard to be bottle bereit. The chaznish in Olas in Chafez Islam, he brings down to Kivega, and he says the chayyur you don't have to bring it right from the taz. The chayyur is the fair shatur in your day chosavol. So mentioned some of these, but from this going, the Torah says over there, chayzim v'nois in ofa habe. The meaning is that when you bury a mess, you put ofa habe at shenasa gal gavoya k'may amo yis until you make like a hill, a little mountain, a little hill on top, on top of the mess. So you see from the Torah that the cave is the entire thing.
Is that only the cave, or is it in the
It's also came before also in the Torah. He doesn't answer the kasha, but I thought it was the kasha on the kivega. Was the kivega after bringing a ganish raya from hilchos yom tov to taz hilchos yom tov? Bring a raya from etanot from the Torah right there in hilchos kavura. But Teretz is, I think the kivega held. He knew this though, but this Torah is not a raya that's mamish part of the cave. It could be this is even covered. Even for covered is to add on more. But it's not mamish part of the keva. But from the Taz says that it's mutatu melocha on Yom Tov Sheni, it's mamish with the keva itself. If it just be an inyan of kovid, mistam, that would not be mutta on Yom Tov. The hefta is just to do the crew itself. But the kovid, do it tomorrow. Wait, so after Yom Tov, you have to do more. So you can bring them at Seva later. A lot of kibbutz they do later. So I think the kivega, they're not going to bring it right from the Torah. If not, he had to bring it right from the Taz, because that could just be even from cover of the crew, cover of the mess. Covered, but from the Taz that says that it's mutter to do malacha, they were okay, malacha, it's part of the cave itself. So Baruch Shem, Rami Ashton, Greg. The Mishnah Makis, the famous Mishnah Makis, the Chacham Hun Beis, the Mishnah says, Yesh Chorish Tel Amecha B'chayev Gom B'Shem Shemayin Alavin. It's possible, the Mishnah says, to do one Maisa Chorisha, plowing, and to be over 8 Lavin, 8 times Malkis. And the Mishnah says the case is a chayish b'shava chama. First of all, you're being chayish, you're playing with shava chama, so you're over this the klai behema. Behema gdashin, the muktish, the hektish, the kabonis, and you're being over doing the shara, at least, you're being over doing a veda with kachim. The klai in bekerim, and the Rashi explains it was in a kerim in a vineyard, and there was some zeroyim seeds on the ground, and when you're chayish, you're covering the seeds, so you're over klai in bekerim. It was shviyas, the yomtif was also yomtif, the koyim v'nozi, it was a koyim and a nozi, based on tumah. And you're doing this chirisha in the base in the cemetery, so you ended up doing 8 lavin at once. You were koyim, you were matami, and a nozi, and you were matami, so you had 8 lavin. So, check the Chavina Rav and David Masharim, and Chelgal and Simukov Yizayin, Chavina Rav is the Kasha. Since this, we're talking about a base of chorus, and a base of chorus also b'hana, and l'chir, anything that grows up in the base of chorus would also be also b'hana. Why are you oivim shum chayrish? The chayrisha is not going to be any tachos to it. The chayrisha is not masakin. If you chayrish in a mokum which is also b'hana, and he brings a shukum moka to it, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tachkuf Gim Amaral, if the chayrish is only hech, the royal is royal, if you chayrish in a place where nothing will grow, that's not malachas chayrish. But the same thing, even if something will grow, but since it's also b'hana, that's not masakin. That's the chayrish not malachas moshev. That's the chayrish makakul. It's not masakin. You're not doing anything with your chirisha. Why are you chayim mishum chayrish? So first thing, very poshtly means the chayrish you chayim between the mason. The past few mason, and that chayrish would be mutter. But the teretz is, the mishnah is trying to tell you that you have 8 lavim vrasachas in one shot. So b'shas, the kohen is becoming tamei, and the nose is becoming tamei, he's saying b'chayrish. So it's mashmiz, the 8 lavim are on top of the mess. The makam of the tum itself. So, in fact, the Shavina Rav, why should be chayiv on Shabbos or Yom Tov if you do chayish in a basic verse, which is asa b'ana? Since that's the Bano, it's not Misakin. You have nothing from it.
The only
Metama
right over the mess?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think it's Halacha, the Kayim are not supposed to go. Yeah,
not even if it's Rabban, it's good Kashrut?
Where's the Rabban that he held the Sosbaras? Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's Rabban, it's also not Misakin. There's no Tachas to it. The Mites of a Poil, you have no Tachas out of it.
Right.
Yeah, if you have the Tachas, maybe it's enough. But the Shemini Rav and David Mishram, he wants to answer with this Vikivega. He knew this Vikivega.
So you do malacha, they're not allowed to eat. Did you do malacha?
Amazing. Yeah,
why are you on Shabbos?
It's a couple of
Shabbos.
Oh, so you mean why? You hear Sakasha always. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't start. I mean.
It's not.
So Shvina Rav, he wants to answer this for Kivega. He knew these few lines and this long tshuva, he knew all the Kivegas. He wants to answer this for Kivegas Chakir. Kivega declares which part of the offer is part of the cave and offer. Is it just the Lacha Machas Kneh Mess, like only the first inch or two on top of the mess? But the next few feet on top is not part of the cave, or is the entire part of the cave? It's like a Shvina Rav. If you say that it's only the offer Machasav Ne'emes is the Asa, but all the rest of the offer on top of that, the next 2-3 feet is Mutta, that's the Teretz. That Harisha is Mutta Bana. But the whole thing is Tummy. It's literally the whole thing is Tummy. It's Vakir Ba'ila. There's no oil Tepech. So it's Vakir Ba'ila. So when you go on top of that offer is Taka Mutta. But it'll be Tomei, and that's the case, of course. You have a raya from this kasha that the offer is only offer that's machasuk neimes, that 1 inch too, but not the whole few feet on top of that.
So we have a kasha on the
Taz. I said, I was talking to someone recently here, my father, Sean, I said, the Shmira doesn't say straight up, but L'chayr, this will be a raya to that side of Kivega, where he's Medaik and Rabbein Yishaya, but it'll be not like the Taz. And it's a kasha, the Shmira's kasha will be kasha in the Taz. If the whole thing is also, so how can you ever have chayrish that's chayiv in the Shmira Lavin? So my father Shalom wanted the answer. He says he could answer for the Taz a different teretz, a little similar to the Shmira, a little bit different, with a svara that the Kivega also is meramis to it in the middle of the Shuvah. Kivega is meramis to a svara that even if you hold that the whole offer is part of the cave and the whole offer is considered a zasabana, that's only the offer that you put on b'shas the kvura. But if you come back later and somebody is off after that, that's for sure not part of the keva.
That's what about some of what we said before.
Because
they're almost
going
to be able to be
back.
The rice.
The rice is going to be back. Yeah, I think that's what he meant. There's moves in there. Because comes
that's
where you see it doesn't become part of the keva. What's in it afterwards is not part of the keva. So maybe the Chacham Shalom said that could be tested the kasha. The Mishnah is talking about a basic verse which the offer was added to afterwards. In Echnami, we could say Miyun like the Taz. The entire offer was the keva. But more offer was added afterwards and you were cherish on top of that. And that's where you have cherish is Mzakin. Okay, it's a little bit more, but you can look in the Shuv inside.
Quickly, cherish thinking means that it's a Mitzias. The whole argument with Shabin Rov was a mockum day that can grow. But if they could grow, and the Torah makes it also, could be that's still cherish.
Oh, you want to think on the whole Hanocha? But he held the svara. Amazing, it's a different kasha. But they're here. But he held the svara. But what's also about?
No.
You're not mistaken. You're not chewing up anything.
So
kevish alakum
is not good.
Kevish alakum is maga. That's tasteless in the taste of the vomit. That's some oil. But there is it's maga.
I don't know. It's not maga.
What? This mango. This is
Adam
Kriyim
Oil.
Right. Adam Kriyim Oil.
I think
Adam Kriyim Oil.
That's not
famous. Was it Meir Shapiro? Was it the Bayless child?
The Bayless child. Yeah. They give it to 100 people.
I guess. Okay. I guess, yeah.